Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Lewis Mary Passeri. Sister Lewis Mary is a spiritual director and longtime preacher on this podcast. Her preaching today is entitled, Don't Bypass the Obvious.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, Jesus said in reply, "The coming of the kingdom of God cannot be observed, and no one will announce, 'Look, here it is,' or 'There it is.' For behold, the kingdom of God is among you." Then he said to his disciples, "The days will come when you will long to see one of the days of the Son of Man, but you will not see it. There will be those who will say to you, 'Look, there he is,' or 'Look, here he is.' Do not run in pursuit. For just as lightning flashes and lights up the sky from one side to the other, so will the Son of Man be in his day. But first, he must suffer greatly and be rejected by this generation." The Gospel of the Lord. In today's Gospel passage, the Pharisees asked Jesus when the kingdom of God is coming, and he told them not to be looking frantically for this kingdom, not to be listening to those who seem to have the answer to this question. Jesus tells them, "The kingdom of God is right here where you are. It is among you." There is this little story about a woman who planned to bake brownies. One of the ingredients for brownies made from scratch is baking powder. She began to gather the ingredients, and she knew she had baking powder, but she could not find it. She looked in the cabinet, which had things of this sort in it, but could not find it. When she couldn't find it in that cabinet, she began looking in all the cabinets, but she could not find the baking powder. A friend who happened to be visiting her came in the kitchen, and the woman complained to her friend that she knew she had baking powder, but couldn't find it. Her friend went over to the cabinet, opened the door, and there it was on the first shelf, right where she had expected it to be. She had looked at it, but she did not see it. And she didn't see it because she had always bought a certain brand that had a red container. This baking powder was a different brand and had a blue container. She didn't see it because she had a different expectation and was not open to really see what was before her. She had bypassed the obvious. Do you think this is something like what Jesus was talking about? The Pharisees were looking for what they thought was the kingdom of God. Maybe something spectacular and very unusual. Maybe Jesus was saying, "God is closer to you than you realize. God is with you always and wanting to share your life with you. Not just the unusual times, but the ordinary times. Just be open and believe that God is indeed with you and wants to be invited to share every part of your life." If our expectation is such that God will be with us in only the spectacular or extraordinary events, then we are looking for God like the baking powder in a different container, and we're missing him. I think Jesus is reminding us today that he comes in all kinds of containers, all kinds of disguises, and all kinds of circumstances. When we try to live each day with the expectation that no matter what happens, God is wanting to share those days, when we have days that present us with challenges that are difficult to deal with, God is with us on those days. And when we have reason to celebrate and be joyful, God is with us on those days too. God wants to share the routine events of our life as well as the extraordinary events. Then, even the mundane events can be meaningful and grace-filled. Every occasion in life is an opportunity for grace, an opportunity to grow closer to our God. The kingdom of God is within us. We don't have to look feverishly for God to be present in our life. He has been, He is, and He will always be with us and among us. Ever-present God, I do believe You love me and want me to share every aspect of my life with You. Don't let me limit You to one container or one way of being with me. Please give me the grace to have open eyes to recognize You in every situation and to respond to You in love. We ask this in Jesus' name with the Holy Spirit. Amen.